You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Psalm 67. Let's remain seated, please, as we read the Word of God. Let's read verses 1 through 7. Ready? Begin. God, be merciful unto us. Thank you for this scripture. I pray it would not fall on deaf ears. I thank you so much for our bus teenagers from the B division that are here. God bless their precious lives. This is all foreign to them today as we look at the scripture. It's foreign to many in this room. I pray that you cause us to wake up before it's too late. Stir our hearts in this Sunday morning service in the Silicon Valley. Is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture comes from verse 7. God shall bless us. We sing, God bless America. God bless America. I really don't believe we have a right to sing that any longer. God has blessed us. God's poured down His blessing upon us. I'm thinking right now, I read it this morning, Psalm 81. Psalm 81, turn with me there if you will. Look at Psalm 81. In Psalm 81, the Bible says, verse 10, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thou mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel none of me. So I gave them to their own lust, own hearts. Hearts lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should have soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their, their adversaries. God has blessed America, and we are today in 2025 spitting in His face. I was speaking this morning on the subject, when a nation forgets God. Very dangerous moment when a nation forgets God.
Amen.
When we forget God, and most of the nation has, our stadiums are full today, our churches are empty.
Right.
20 years ago, Clarence Sexton said that the average church size in America is 44 people. We have declined since then. We have churches that have gathered this morning that are watching our service in their auditorium, and they've not had a pastor for a year, 2 years, 3 years. One that I know has $2 million in the bank, it's been about 6 years. No pastor. They called Golden State, they called Brother Everett and said, we need a pastor. He said, all of our graduates are taken. We don't have any to give you. Pastors, if you're listening right now around the globe, you've got to send us some men of God. We will train them, as Brother Luke said, we will train you how to be a man of God. We'll train you how to believe in old-time religion, in preaching, in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, prayer meeting, soul winning, singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs, no praise groups, no praise teams up here, just an old-fashioned choir, singing the praises of God out of the hymn book. Thank God for that. That's what we'll train you to do. And God will use you to change a city for Christ. When a nation forgets God, there's so many ramifications. Let me bear with me in the introduction. Sodomy comes in. where a man falls in love with a man and a woman with a woman. And it's running rampant right now, especially women with women. My Bible says, turn with me just by way of introduction to Romans chapter 1. And you know the text, but I want you to see it. Romans in chapter 1. Verse 21, because when they knew not God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but because their vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of incorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, and blessed, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause shall God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use and that which is against nature, and likewise the men, leaving their natural use for the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves the recompense of the air, which is meat. Even they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That's the problem in America. We don't want God. I remember the day in 62 when they kicked the Bible out of our schools. I remember the 63 when they kicked prayer out of the schools. And how have we come? How are we doing, friends? There's gates and there's armored police and there's police cars on every school campus. We never had that when I was going to school. We never saw that in the 50s. We never saw that in the 60s. We're hearing of murder and all this onslaught. I want to remind you today, when a nation forgets God, they turn to sodomy. Our property line shares the property line with a public school right next door, Montague School. I drove by Montague School this week, and there's an American flag, and then there's the state of California flag, and then there's a sodomy flag, the rainbow flag. They're going to fly it for 3 months. 1 month is dedicated to male, burning in his lust with male, and female with female. 1 month is for trans. That's the most stupid thing I've ever, they're having all this stuff at all these Dodgers who won the World Series, had a trans night the last night there. Vile, filthy, dirty, nasty, rotten. Then they're having a month for LBGQ, whatever the numbers are, the letters are. And for 3 months, they're indoctrinating three-year-olds on up to sixth grade on the importance of sodomy. I wrote our mayor, I wrote our city council, none of them answered back. I wrote the chief of police. I said, that is literally child abuse. To tell a child that a boy can fall in love with a boy and a girl with a girl. That's child abuse. But all the news channels push it. All the schools are pushing it. The media is pushing it. Churches are pushing it. I went by a Methodist church this past week ago, the rainbow flag out front. No hate here. This is not hate. This is Bible. God says that a man should leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and these two shall be one flesh. Male and female created God, mankind. That's what God did. But we've gotten rid of the Bible. We've gotten rid of our standard. And consequently, there's no standard. So whatever you want to do, you want to be in love with a dog? You want to be in love with an animal? You want to be in love with a woman and another woman, a man and a man? Whatever you want to do. But that's always blasphemy against the holy God. When a nation forgets God, she derails herself. Not only that, she slips into bondage. We just voted a socialist communist into the largest city in America, New York City. Everyone, we voted a lady in Virginia into office, and she had two bullets for her enemy that was running against her children. We voted her in. Our minds are deranged. Charlie Kirk is assassinated, and there's people that are lauding that. Berkeley this week, they were on the streets and Antifa and just causing chaos. We've lost our mind.
Amen.
Communist and socialist. Bernie Sanders is a socialist.
Right.
AOC is a socialist.
Right.
All these clowns are socialists.
Amen.
A socialist is a stepchild to communism.
Right.
Communist was birthed out of socialism. What is social? By the way, if I ask these people, I'll say, oh, you're all fascists. I dare say I don't know of anybody that could give me a definition of what fascism is. You're fascist! You're fascist! What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what it means.
They don't know what it means. They're just fascists. Most people in this room don't know what a fascist is. A socialist out of Karl Marx birthed communism about 140 years ago. Communism and socialism are twin sisters. They don't believe that anybody should own property. There's not a person in the former USSR that owns anything. You don't own a house. Socialism takes from the wealthy and distributes to the poor, and our nation's loving that. Right now, we have 42, you saw it on the news, we have 42 million Americans on the SNAP program. Translate that with their families, that's about 100 million. That's about a third of our society are being fed by those that are, that's that Bible. If a man will not work, he should not eat. End of discussion. I see these kids on the news and they're, you know, in their 30s.
Yeah, I did get my SNAP payment.
Kid's healthy.
Yeah.
He should work.
Yes, sir.
He should provide for his own. I'm 35 years of age, or in the neighborhood. Been here 50 years. I've been able to live my life and never one time take a dime from this government. So should you. You got to rearrange your schedule. You say, well, I got a car payment. Well, sell the car. This guy in New York wants you to ride the buses for free anyway, the socialist. You know, we are all mixed up in our minds. I've got people right now that are ticked off at me because I'm preaching about sodomy and communism. But communism is against God. It is evil. Sodomy is evil. It's against God. The word communism means universal. And they want it to be all universal. Want it all over. It's the same way as the Catholic Church. The word is universal. We believe not in a universal church. We believe in a local church. Not local in assembly, local in an area. Okay, this is my area. It has nothing to do with it. It means that we're a body of believers that have gathered together to serve God with a pastor and deacons and staff and people. Look at this text with me tonight, today. A good nation praises God. A good nation is grateful to God for everything. Look at verse 3. Let the people what?
Praise.
Let's say it again. Let the people what?
Praise.
Oh God, let the people what?
Praise.
Praise thee. Look what the Bible says in verse number 5. Let the people what?
Praise.
Oh God, let the people
praise,
praise thee. God wants us to praise his name.
Amen.
Praise him. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. I will praise him. Sing it with me. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for slain. Give him glory. I love hearing you read the Bible, and I love hearing you sing. Isn't that beautiful? I will praise him.
Amen.
You know, tomorrow morning, God wants you to get up and praise his name. I did a video every week. I do a two-minute video with Brother Moyer. And my video today was on giving thanks to trust in God. You know, this year has been such a hard year in our family. My wife got that cancer. And all the weeks in the hospital and the surgeries. And then on top of that, then she's getting out and I had to fly down to Arizona. My son's pastor's down there. See his 13-year-old boy, we flew down there. on life supports for 5 days, breathing for him, unconscious. 13-year-old boy, our grandson. Boy, my heart broke. God raised him up. God raised my wife up. You know, Brother Peter, if God, I can't imagine if God didn't raise my wife up, I wouldn't want to live. But I'd have to want to live. God's determined the days I'm to be alive.
Amen.
And I thought of that so often this last year. God gave her back to me. Next month we'll have 53 years of marriage. God gave her back to me. And I'm going to take care of her like I've never taken care of her before. You know, when our homes get fragmented, sir, you've forgotten who your wife is. You neglect her. You take her for granted. I want you to know, if you're a married man in this room, you take care of that wife. Amen. Don't ever raise your fist at her. Don't ever threaten her. Don't ever raise your voice. Don't argue with her. Dear ladies, you're married. You love that husband. Care for that husband. You have children. You love your family. And you praise God that God has been so good to you. That's what the Bible says. Praise him. Praise him. Four times. Praise him in just these few short 7 verses. Praise him 4 times. Then he says, secondly, I want you to expect righteous judgment. Look at verse 4. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For here it is. Thou shalt judge the people righteously. God's going to govern the nations of the world. We'll see that tonight. God's going to govern the nations of the world. And the nations of the world are going to have to turn to him one day. What a mighty God. And when God judges a nation, it's always judgment that is right. We have to lift up his name. When God judges us, you know, we are on the, Patrick Wong up there, we're under the judgment hand of God right now. You know, I had an unsaved man at my home this week working on something that broke. And he said, Pastor, let me tell you something. This next election and the next one is so important. Because if these liberals get their way, they're going to put Trump in jail. That's their desire. I'm not for everything Mr. Trump does. I'm certain we would do some things differently. But we have a friend with the New Testament local church in the White House right now. And he's gathered Sunday school teachers and people around him that love God. Oh, I know some are Catholics and some are this. I'm not saying they're saved. But I'm saying they're righteous. They're good people. They're wonderful people. Many saved people. Many saved. I think of his Secretary of State that was here a couple of years ago. And we talked to him and he said, I was a Sunday school teacher for the fifth grade boys, my wife and I, before we went to the White House. Thank God for that. I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's fighting for our country.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, it's a window of space of grace. In 1 year from now, if we get the other party getting in, it's going to be nothing but chaos. I believe every Christian from this day forward ought to pray for the next election.
Amen.
Every person in this room and over 100,000 people watching this service this morning should all pray for America and for the next election. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. God wants to hear our voice cry out to him. We're a needy people. Would it be great if Sunday we went back to like Chick-fil-A doesn't open up on Sunday? Wouldn't it be great? I remember as a boy living 15 minutes from here, we had to get our gasoline on Saturday because the Flying A gas station wasn't open. Mobile wasn't open. Shell wasn't open. Right down the street from our house, they all shut down. You could not buy gasoline. I remember you had to go on Saturday to go to the grocery store because there's no grocery stores open. I remember 1963 when Montgomery Wards, it used to be a big place like Kmart, all those things are all gone. Montgomery Wards said, we're going to open up from 1 until 5 on Sundays. And people had a fit in this country. My dad was working for Montgomery Wards. He said, I'm going to have to quit my job. I'm not working on Sunday. And here's a middle-aged man quit his job over having to work on Sunday. I'm not working on Sunday. And they began to push this agenda. And then that's why you go back in sports and you'll see some baseball games when they allowed baseball games, Major League Baseball games to play from 1 to 5. That's why some of those games ended in a tie. Because Sunday night was church night. Today we've opened up a church, our second week up in Tracy with our college students. We have 10 students there. One of the chapel services got a beautiful church building. It sits 350 people and a beautiful, like, double the parking that we have here. But they've only got about 15, 20 people left. Next Sunday, we're opening up a chapel. God gave us a building this week in East Palo Alto, 15 minutes up the road. We're opening up a chapel in every one of these cities to get to San Francisco Airport, and every one of these cities to get to Oakland Airport. Every one of these places are going to, that's why we need students here.
Amen.
Got 10 over here and 10 over here and 15 over here. We got 15 rest homes this afternoon, and we've got to have students demand these things and be trained how to serve God. The third thing I find is not only do you praise God and expect the righteous judgment of God, but God says, I'll bless you. Notice what he says in verse 1. God be merciful unto us and what? Bless us. Bless us. Look what he says in verse 6. Then shall the earth yield her increase of God, even our own God, and shall bless us. Verse 7, our text. God shall bless us, all the ends of the earth that fear him. Turn with me in closing to Isaiah chapter 1, please. Just a book or so over. We're in desperate need for a revival. I was preaching in Richmond last Monday and Tuesday night, and as I preached there, the pastor was having Monday and Tuesday, I came in, and then a preacher on Wednesday, and then another preacher Thursday and Friday. Whole week of revival. Small church, they ran about 100 every night. But that church is so desirous for revival.
Yep. Yep.
Just desirous for revival. It's in a rough area, you know. It's not a, Richmond has some nice areas, but so many hard areas. This pastor, David Callahan, out of our ministry, his dad was on staff. David got called to preach, he said, when Pastor Trevor was preaching. I never knew that till this last week. But David's such a good man. He's given 27 years of his life to that church. But he's so desirous for revival. I was there at prayer time ahead of every meeting. I heard him weeping. Weeping for souls and weeping for people to get saved and weeping for his people. My Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, here's a nation that forgot God. Verse 4, ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They've forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger and are going backward. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there's no soundness. Verse number 9, except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been like Sodom. It should have been like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Look what he says in verse number 16. Wash you, make clean. Put away evil from your doings, and before mine eyes cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You see, it begins with salvation, child of God, every person here. Every person needs to become a child of God. Are you saved? We're in trouble. We're in trouble in America. You can fault me all you want. You can take a bullet and put my name on it and eliminate my life. But we're going to have a spiritual revival in this country.
Amen.
Thank God for political people, but that's not the answer. That spiritual revival is the answer.
Yes.
God is the answer.
Amen.
If my people, what you're called by my name, that's you and me. If you're not saved, get saved this morning.
Amen.
In a moment, we'll stand and the pianist will play and come down these aisles and just say, I want to get saved. I want to trust Christ. A man will show a man, a lady will show a lady how to be saved. If you want to pray for your nation, come and pray.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.